There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking technology now, in particular blockchain, and it's no exaggeration to say we are joined now by one of the founding fathers of the blockchain revolution. Joseph Lubin was a co-founder of the cryptocurrency Ethereum, while his other company, Consensus, was picked earlier on this year as one of two companies, along with IBM, to advise the Dubai government on its blockchain strategy. He's with us in the studio now. Joseph, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to start with the obvious question, the question that we've asked to countless people who've sat in that chair, and I'm hoping you can have a better stab at it than them. What is blockchain and why should we care?
What is blockchain? I was hoping you gentlemen were going to tell me, but I'll give it a stab. It's an invention invented 2008, 2009. It's a breakthrough in computer science. But really, it's actually somewhat simple. It's a new kind of database technology. So currently, information systems are built on old-style database technology, and it forces the information technology system upon which the database is built to be siloed. So that makes it difficult to collaborate as a business in terms of information transfer, information fluidity. So the blockchain, as the economist labeled it, is the trust machine. It's a new kind of IT or database system that enables businesses, sectors, value chains to build shared, non-redundant infrastructure and basically build information technology systems that are more fluid and will be much more collaborative.
So it's a database system. It's a fancy next generation database system. I like that. Thank you. Dubai certainly believes in it. Let's hear now from Wessam Luta. He is the head of Dubai Smart Government. And he was talking a few months ago about Dubai's blockchain strategy and why they think it's important, and the fact that His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Rashid Al Maktoum thinks it's a really, really big deal.
Back in October of 2016, His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, the Crown Prince of Dubai and the chairman of the executive office, announced and made this commitment that Dubai will be the first city that will be powered by blockchain by 2020.
So they want to be the first city powered by blockchain in 2020, and Dubai picked two companies to help them achieve that. One of them was IBM, we've all heard of them, and the other was Consensus, which is your company. And you have two hats. One is Ethereum, the cryptocurrency, and Consensus is your other company, and you've got a base here in Dubai. In simple terms, what was it that the Dubai government has asked you to do?
Actually, a few things, several things that I can't speak about today, but Wessam has been part of it. He understands this technology and others quite well. We spent some quality time with him. The biggest project that we're involved in here is the Smart City project, Smart Dubai, where we and IBM are working with different government agencies to figure out exactly what sort of government systems make sense to blockchainify. So to make services offered to the citizenry easier to access, more transparent to access, essentially taking a lot of the busy work, a lot of the travel out of interacting with the government.
So let me ask you, first of all, why can't you tell us that today? Is it something that hasn't been decided, or is it something, if you told us, you'd have to kill us afterwards? Is it sensitive?
I landed here 2 hours ago, and there are quite a few projects ongoing that our company is engaged in with different government agencies. So I want to be a little bit careful about
what is in the public
what I actually
arena.
Disclose. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay, so that's Consensus, which is your effectively your consulting company that you run, and you've got an office here in Dubai Design District that you're staffing up to work on this project. And one of the things that organization is doing is training people to use Ethereum, which is a cryptocurrency much like Bitcoin, which brings us to your second, if you like, blockchain hat, the cryptocurrency Ethereum. What have you been helping people here in Dubai to learn in terms of Ethereum, this cryptocurrency?
Yeah, so Ether, the cryptocurrency of Ethereum, is indeed a cryptocurrency, but we don't like to think of it as a cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. The whole Bitcoin system was invented to be in the service of that cryptocurrency. Bitcoin was intended to be a money. But when we built Ethereum, we took a look at that database technology, that blockchain technology, and figured that this technology to enable trust amongst lots of actors that formerly couldn't trust each other should be used for many different applications. And so the Ether cryptocurrency really exists in the service of this decentralized application platform, and we teach people to write programs on this new decentralized World Wide Web.
Now, you talked about it there being something which is, or Richard mentioned it would be coming into play here in Dubai in 2019, but it is still something that a lot of people just simply don't understand. Do you think we're ready to implement something that actually is not understood by the majority of people?
People won't be using the blockchain. People will just continue to use the World Wide Web. A lot of technologists will use the blockchain and are using the blockchain and need to become familiar with the blockchain. But just like the internet technologies, the average consumer doesn't need to know what's going on under the covers.
The smart guys understand.
It's the people who are building the applications for the next generation that need to understand what they're building it on, and consumers will just realize that they're using the World Wide Web and interacting in ways that they couldn't interact before.
In much the same way as I don't understand HTML5, I don't understand JavaScript, doesn't matter, stuff happens. And that's fine, and blockchain will be similar to that.
That's exactly it. I'm impressed that you even know those names.
I can read. I can't understand it, but right. I can read words. You're ex-Goldman Sachs. You're not a young kid, a 23-year-old, as a lot of people in blockchain are. You've had experience in business long before blockchain came about, and part of that was with Goldman Sachs. As a former investment banker, how do you feel about the dramatic price rises and fluctuations we've seen in cryptocurrencies? Blockchain, we know, has gone above $5,000. I'm looking at the Ether price or Ethereum price. And the data I have in front of me show that the price at the moment is $328. To put that in context, this time last year it was about $7. That's an increase of 2,520% in a year. How do you feel about that?
We, as software developers, don't really care very much about the price. The Bitcoin space has been more about price because it came out as an experiment in monetary theory, basically, a money system. We built a decentralized application platform, and that's what our 370 people work on and care about. So while it is great that this token is getting more and more expensive because more people are buying it and people are believing in the profundity of the technology, it's not actually our focus.
How many different types of blockchain are there? Richard mentioned IBM, there's yours. I mean, if people are trained on Ethereum and a developer is using another sort of blockchain, how compatible are they? Are we moving towards a VHS Betamax sort of situation?
Conceptually, they're quite similar, but in terms of the perspective of a software developer, they're quite different. So we at Consensys build lots of what's called private permission blockchain systems for different companies and governments. And IBM has their own flavor that is only capable of being used in a private context. The power of Ethereum is that you can put it into that very difficult context. And so we're able to build systems that can span both the private permission context and the open global public blockchain context.
It's fascinating stuff. This is the beginning, not the end of a conversation. I hope you come back and see us again as these things develop and when you can talk more about those secretive projects with the Dubai government. But for now, Joseph Lubin, co-founder of Ethereum, and also Consensys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.